What does that candle need to burn? What do you think at home? What does a candle need to burn? What do you think?
Air.
Air, you're right. Ah, what's inside the air?
Oxygen.
Oxygen. Have you ever heard somebody say that before? We need oxygen. A candle needs oxygen to burn. Or when that candle burns, it consumes oxygen. You're right. If there wasn't any oxygen in the air, would that burn?
No.
You're right. Do you know how much oxygen is in the air that we breathe? Have you ever heard somebody say that before? About 20% of the air that we breathe is oxygen. If that had changed a little bit, let's say 22% of the air that we breathe is oxygen, forest fires would burn out of control. Only about 20%, right? It's really, really regulated. Well, I've got a challenge for you. You've got some candles sitting in front of you, and I've got a special cylinder that's going to go over the top of this candle. What we want to do is we want to see what's going to happen if we try to remove the oxygen. So push your candle out in front and let's give it a light. All right, here we go. Let's light this candle over here. And what do you think would be a good way to try to take the oxygen away? What do you want to try to do?
Blow.
You could blow if you want to, or what if we do it with the jar that you have in front of you? So would you take the jar that you have in front of you, and would you cover up the candle? Here we go. Let me cover up my candle here. And now I just want you to watch it, okay? That's yours right over there. Here we have this one right up here. Watch it for me and tell me what you see. Watch. What do you see happening? TK, what's happening to yours? Yeah, and what did the candle do?
Ran out.
You're right. Did your candle run out? Your candle ran out. And finally, this one right here, because we have a bigger area there. It's taken longer, but finally, we'll have that one run out as well. So what did we learn with this first part of the experiment? We said that what does a candle need to burn?
Oxygen.
And you can see that mine finally is out right here as well. Well, would you look at this contraption? Look, I've got a tube, and the tube is open on both ends, but I've got a cork here on the side. So let's do this. So that the oxygen can get in, let me pull the cork out, okay? So let's light it, and let's do the whole thing again. Now what do you think is going to happen when we cover it up, but I leave that open? What's going to happen?
It's going to not burn out.
Yeah, it's not going to burn out. So here we go. Let's cover it up, and let's cover this up here, and let's see if we can keep that from burning out, okay? So when the candle burns, it consumes oxygen. It's using wait just a second. Do you see what's happening here? The flame's going lower, and wait just a second. It's open here on the sides. Why do you think it's still going out? Look at this. It's open.
There's
the candle's
enough.
Not enough what?
Oxygen.
Maybe not enough oxygen got in, but what was trapped? Would you look at this? Watch this. There's something trapped inside there. Do you know what happens when you burn a candle? Something else is produced. Another chemical. You exhale it. Carbon
dioxide.
Ah, and carbon dioxide puts out a fire. Have you ever heard of a carbon dioxide fire extinguisher?
No. Yes.
There is. There's a carbon dioxide fire extinguisher for a kitchen fire. Sometimes they say use baking soda, right, to be able to put it out. So it's carbon dioxide that kept the fire from continuing to burn and continuing to burn. So you know what we have to do? It really doesn't matter whether or not that's open and this is just on the top. We have to have both of them. We have to have oxygen being able to come in, and we need to be able to let it out here on the top. What I need to do is I need to allow the oxygen to come inside, and I need to allow the carbon
dioxide
to come right out of the top, and that candle should keep on burning and burning and burning. So remember, if you want to try it at home, be sure that you have adult supervision. Have fun learning about the properties of oxygen and carbon
dioxide.
We'll see you next week. It's just going to keep going. It's going to keep going and burning and burning and burning.